Russian tanks roll into eastern Ukraine. An orphan ministry expands its horizons. And a North American people group finally gets scripture, but they won't read it. Find out why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ukraine's been hollering about Russia crossing its borders for days. Nobody believed them. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Now we have NATO saying that they've seen the military equipment and combat troops that are marked that are crossing over the border.
The United Nations Security Council convened for an emergency meeting to evaluate the threat, even as Russia increased military flights over the Black, Baltic, and North Seas, as well as the Atlantic Ocean. With peace uncertain, it could be a while before refugees go home. Enter SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund.
We're going to keep helping the churches through the Crisis Evangelism Fund, providing not only food parcels for the refugee families, but also things they need like bed linens and, you know, mattresses, winter clothing with winter coming on.
Distressed families will hear the life-changing gospel and experience the love of Christ. A little help goes a long way. We'll connect you at our website. In the meantime,
pray that this will be ratcheted down, that this won't lead to more military confrontation.
Next, desperate times call for, well, using tools you have in a new way. World Orphans serves vulnerable women and children, and now they're stretching themselves to care for a new group, refugees in Iraq. Scott Vair with World Orphans.
We're not primarily a refugee ministry, but we believe that God had us there for just such a time as this. And in fact, a few years ago, we named our community center The Refuge, and it seemed only appropriate for us to open our doors to some of these families.
So they turned part of their property into a refugee camp for 20 families. Vair says,
we don't think they'll be able to go back to their homes anytime soon. They heard from people that have been back that there are landmines in the streets in their village, their homes have been booby-trapped. It's going to be some time before they go back.
For now, pray for World Orphans to meet the needs of these people and share the love of Jesus Christ. This is Mission Network News. 2 million people are suffering from heavy flooding in Serbia. They've lost everything. They've been forced from their homes and their livelihoods for months. For one town, a carpenter is making all the difference. With the help from Baptist Global Response and volunteers from his church, he's making couches, beds, and repairing homes while sharing the gospel with survivors. The team of carpenters is making a huge difference in their lives. For details, visit our website. In other news, one Bible can bring the gospel to a whole village in Southeast Asia, but imagine what happened when one pastor received over 60 boxes of Bibles. Vision Beyond Borders is helping to distribute Bibles with mission trips. As Christmas is nearing, VBB needs travelers who will distribute gifts, supplies, and Bibles to refugee camps and children's homes in Southeast Asia and Burma. Want more information on how you can volunteer? Just visit our website. And third world nations aren't the only places that need scripture. As Hank Hirschberger of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA can attest, the U.S. has a great need for God's word, too.
The Lord seemed to tell me that your own folks don't have the scriptures in their own language. And more and more I was convicted that following our translation in Australia, we should come home and do a translation in my own language.
Previously, scripture was only available to the Amish people in High German, which is pretty hard to understand. Thanks to Hank and his wife Ruth's tireless efforts, the Amish finally have the entire Bible in their heart language, Pennsylvania Dutch. Now they just need to read it. That's where your prayers come in.
This is relatively new to them, and as a result, they view it somewhat with suspicion.
Pray the Amish will read God's word and allow it to speak to them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith. Great reading for your family. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.